音十六章九至十六节。
Yep, and now we will have Victor and Irene to read our scripture today, which is from Mark 16, verse 9 to 16.
之后会有陈牧师为我哋去证道 ，Joyce 帮我哋翻译。We'll have Joyce to translate for Pastor Eddie.
我读先吓，就系广东话嘅，系今次系马可福音十六章九至十六节。在七日的第一日清早，耶稣复活了。就先向抹大拉的玛利亚显现，耶稣从他身上曾赶出七个鬼，他去告诉那向来跟随耶稣的人，那时他们正在哀恸哭泣，他们听见耶稣活了，被玛利亚看见，却是不信。这事以后，门徒中间有两个人往乡下去，走路的时候，耶稣变了形象向他们显现，他们就去告诉其余的门徒，其余的门徒也是不信。后来十一个门徒坐席的时候，耶稣向他们显现，责备他们不信，心里刚硬，因为他们不信那些在他复活以后看见他的人。他又对他们说，你们往普天下去，传福音给万民，信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。经文读毕。
Okay, so now I'm going to read English. Mark chapter 16, verse 9 to 16. When Jesus rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had driven seven demons. She went and told those who had been with him and who were mourning and weeping. When they heard that Jesus was alive and that she had seen him, they did not believe it. Afterward, Jesus appeared in a different form to two of them while they were walking on in the country. These returned and reported to the rest, but they did not believe them either. Later, Jesus appeared to the 11 as they were eating. He rebuked them for the lack of faith and the stubborn refusal to believe those who had seen him after he had risen. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes is his and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned."
Space. 大家早晨。我哋先低头，我哋祈祷。
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
爱我哋主耶稣基督，我哋歌颂你，我哋赞美你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we worship you, we praise you.
今日系庆祝你嘅复活嘅日子。
On this day, we celebrate your resurrection.
今日亦都系我哋教会一个好特别嘅日子。
And it is also a special day for our church.
系一个好大喜日子，系一个荣耀神你嘅日子。
It is a day of great joy, and it is a day that glorifies God.
因为我哋有三位姊妹，佢哋愿意接受浸礼，加入咗教会。
This is because we have three sisters in Christ who have been baptized and become part of the family.
成为我哋中信堂嘅一份子。仲有 Tommy Grace， 佢哋愿意将佢嘅儿子玉恒今日做个献婴礼。
And also for the dedication of Johan, Tommy and Grace's son。
我哋多谢你。
We give thanks to you。
求神坚固佢哋嘅心智。
May you strengthen their will。
一生能够被主大大使用。
May their lives be greatly used by the Lord。
为主发光，亦都赐福俾佢哋屋企人。
May their life shine for the Lord and become a blessing to their families.
现在我们要读神的话。
As we read your word today,
求打开我们的心。
We pray that you open our hearts.
明白你的心意。
To understand your will.
让我们心归向你。
Allow our hearts to return to you.
让今天听的、翻译的、讲的都能够一同得恩。
Let the words that we hear translate and speak together. Receive your grace.
赐福下面的时间。
And we allow this time.
我恭敬祷告是奉靠我们的教会主耶稣基督的圣名祈求。Amen.
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Okay. 刚才我们读出那段的经文。
The passage that was just read out now.
是在新約聖經馬可福音的16章9到16節。
It's from Mark chapter 16 verses 9 to 16.
也都是馬可福音的最後一段的經文。
This is the final verse in Mark.
這段經文呢是記載到主耶穌基督復活了之後的發生的事情。
And this is a record of the events that happened after Jesus had risen.
有沒有留意當中有個詞句出現了很多次？
Do you notice that there are some words that appeared several times?
是一个很强烈的对比的字句。
And there are words that draw a strong comparison.
有没有留意是哪个字啊？
Do you know what those words are?
跟今天我们的讲题很有关联的。
Well, they relate to today's sermon topic.
就是信和不信。
It is the contrast between belief and disbelief.
这两个字句不断重复。在这段经文里面出现。
And this is repeated over and over again.
究竟不信是什么呢？信又是什么呢？
What is being believed and what is not being believed?
就是主耶稣基督复活的事。
This is about the resurrection of Lord Jesus.
我先看第一段的经文是9到12节，11节这段经文。
Let's look at verses 9 to 11.
这段经文说到耶稣基督复活了之后，他首先呢是向抹大拉的玛利亚显现。
Here it says that when Jesus rose, he first appeared to Mary Magdalene.
大家会不会觉得奇怪？耶稣基督复活了之后，为什么没有先向他最亲密的十一位门徒显现呢？
You might find this very strange. When Jesus was first resurrected, why did he not first appear to his closest disciples?
问下耶稣基督首先同边啲人显现呢
？So who did Jesus appear to？
佢系边个啊
？Who was it？
佢一个女人嚟噶喎。
It was a woman。
嗱，当时女人咧喺社会上高系冇地位噶。
Women in society at that time had no status。
就连佢哋所讲嘅见证都冇份量嘅。
And even the testimonies that they gave would carry no weight。
冇人信得个女人讲嘅嘢噶。
No one would believe what a woman had to say.
跟今天的时代很不同啊。
It's very different to what it is now.
所以抹大拉玛利亚她将她见到耶稣基督的事主耶稣基督吩咐她的事讲给门徒听受那些门徒的态度是怎样啊
And so when Mary told the disciples what she had seen and what Jesus had commanded her to do, how did they respond?
留意第十一节话，却是不信。
In verse 11, but they did not believe.
呢十一个门徒冇一个人相信抹大拉嘅玛利亚呢个女人所打嘅一啲小报告啊。
Not even one of these disciples believed what Mary, a woman, had to report.
跟住我哋睇第二段经文系12到13节。
Let's look at the second passage, verses 12 to 13.
这个记载到有两个的门徒。
Here it describes two disciples.
他们知道耶稣基督在十字架上已经被钉死了。
They knew that Jesus had been crucified and died.
那他们就很失望。
And they were very disappointed.
很心灰意冷。
They were very discouraged.
就准备放弃啊不再做门徒了回乡下耕田算了。
They were even prepared to give up on being disciples to return to their homes and be farmers.
所以他们就由耶路撒冷回到自己的家乡那里。
They were returning to their hometown from Jerusalem.
就在他们行的时间突然之间复活的耶稣基督向他显现。
And as they were walking along the way, they came across the risen Jesus.
那之后他们就将他们在以马五斯路上面遇到复活的耶稣基督这件事告诉那些门徒听。
Afterwards, they told the disciples that they had seen Jesus on the road to Emmaus.
但这十一个门徒竟然不相信。
But the disciples did not believe what they said.
他们不信这个乡下佬所给他们的小打的小报告。
They couldn't believe what these two from the countryside had to say.
因为他们不够分量啊。
Because they were of no importance.
好了，第三段经文在十四节那里讲什么？
Now in the third passage, verse 14, it says,
因为这帮门徒不信那些主耶稣基督复活了以后向他们显现的人的事情。
Because the disciples did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen.
就在这十一个门徒他们吃饭的时候,
So while these 11 disciples were eating,
复活的主耶稣基督就出现在他们当中, 向他们显现。
Jesus appeared to them.
主耶稣基督对他们那些不信的态度很失望。
Jesus was very disappointed and saddened by them.
他很难过。
He was very, very upset.
为什么啊?
Why is that?
耶稣基督跟他们生活了三年。
These disciples lived with Jesus for 3 years.
天天跟他在一起。
They spent every day together.
他竟然不信，真的要被抵打了。
And yet they did not believe they were truly to be rebuked.
耶稣基督就责备他们，说他们不信。
Jesus rebuked them for their disbelief.
为什么你们这么心硬，这么顽固，没信心的？
Why are your hearts hardened?
但在15节那里，
And then in verse 15,
主耶稣又跟他们说，
Jesus said to them,
你们要向普天下去，
Go into all the world,
传福音给万民听，
And preach the gospel to all creation.
纵然这帮门徒他们信心的软弱，
Even though these disciples lacked faith,
他们不信，
They did not believe.
但出乎意料的就是主耶稣基督仍然将个很重要的责任交给他们。
Yet somehow Jesus still entrusted such an important responsibility.
交给他一个大使命。
He gave him the Great Commission.
就吩咐这帮门徒要向全世界普天下去传扬福音。
And commanded what? For these disciples to go into the world and preach the gospel to all.
因为福音即是好消息。
Because the gospel is good news.
是给全人类所有的。
It's for all people.
不分种族，不分肤色。
Regardless of ethnicity.
所以耶稣基督的大使命也都同样交给你和交给我的。
Therefore, the Great Commission is entrusted to you and I.
就要我们去传扬神的福音，去分享他的见证。
To spread the gospel and share and be witnesses.
在第16节，耶稣基督就这么说。
In verse 16, Jesus said,
信而受洗的必然得救。
Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved.
不信的必被定罪。
But whoever does not believe will be condemned.
信心不是由洗礼而得到的。
Now, faith does not come from the act of baptism.
接受洗礼或浸礼，因为有信心而来的一个重要的行动。
Rather, baptism is an act of faith.
就主耶稣所说的信而受洗。
This is as Jesus said, whoever believes is baptized.
我们很清楚知道这件事。
Now we know clearly.
正如刚才庄老芬传道都讲过的了。
As Pastor Jonathan had said,
受浸和受洗或者受洗不是得救的条件。
Baptism is not a condition for salvation.
要得到救恩有永生的把握。
In order to obtain salvation and eternal life,
一定要凭着相信主耶稣基督。
We must believe Jesus Christ.
相信他是神的儿子。
That he is Son of God.
相信他是永活的神。
That he is the living God.
相信他是主，他是王，是掌管一切的神。
That he is King, Lord of all.
我知道刚才接受了浸礼的三位新仆。
Now we know that the three who have been baptized today,
他们不单单用口讲出他的见证。
We know that today they did not simply confess their faith.
而是他们真的用心地跟随耶稣基督的吩咐。
But rather they followed Jesus' command.
他们下定决心做了些什么?
What had they committed themselves to do?
做了些什么?
To do what?
信而受洗。
To believe and be baptized.
就是刚才他们在众人面前用行动来证明他们内心的相信。
They used their action in front of us all.
就是完全去相信去接受这个浸礼。
To show their inner belief to receive the baptism.
就表明神在他们身上好奇妙的作为, 让他们的生命改变。
To declare that God has done wonderful things in their lives and changed them.
Erica, Victoria, and Simonia, 我恭喜你们。
Erica, Victoria, and Simone, I congratulate you.
相信Jonathan传道在浸礼班时候也都跟你们讲清楚浸礼的意义了。
I'm sure Pastor Jonathan explained in your preparation the meaning of baptism.
不过我要稍微提一点点。
But let me remind us all.
浸礼第一方面是一个信服的行动。
First, baptism is an act of obedience.
就是要听话，听神的话。
That we must listen and obey God.
接受浸礼是主耶稣基督的吩咐。
Jesus instructed us to be baptized.
他说信而受洗。
He said whoever believes is baptized.
就是正如主耶稣基督在出来传道的时候。
This is just as Jesus did when he began his ministry.
他也接受他表哥施洗约翰的施浸，是吗？
He was baptized by John.
主耶稣基督他信服神。
Jesus obeyed God.
我们也都要效法耶稣基督，要遵行神的吩咐。
We must imitate Jesus and obey God's instructions.
第二方面，浸礼是一个分隔的行动。
The second aspect is that baptism is an act of separation.
浸礼带给我们有什么分隔呢？什么分开呢？
What does baptism separate us from?
就是要跟我们旧有的生活去分开。
It is separation from our old lives.
不再被那些罪恶控制我们。
We no longer live in sin.
要跟罪恶一刀两断。
We will make a clean break from sin.
跟神建立一个很亲密的关系。
And establish an intimate relationship with God.
有位姊妹她有一天讲她的见证。
One day, a sister in Christ shared.
她说她在未信耶稣之前就很喜欢去参加那些通宵达旦的狂欢舞会。
She said before she gave her life to Christ, she went to a lot of rave parties.
但是当她受了洗之后，信耶稣之后，
But after she believed in Christ and was baptized,
就有人打电话给她，你今晚我们一起去那些 rave party, 那些疯狂的晚会。
Someone called her and said, hey, let's go to a rave party.
那你猜这个姊妹怎样回答她？
And how do you think she replied?
她死了，你不要再找她。
She's dead, don't look for her.
第三方面，浸礼是一个归入
The third aspect of baptism is an act of belonging to God.
有人说浸礼是一个誓约。
Some say that baptism is a covenant.
就好像一个盟约咁。
It's like a contract.
好像结婚签这个誓书咁样。
It's like a marriage.
就是信徒愿意一生一世跟从耶稣基督同神立一个嘅盟誓。
It is a sacred vow to God declaring that you will commit to follow Christ.
而且这个盟誓在神面前，在众人面前，一个公开的誓约。
It is a vow both publicly and to God.
是一个跟耶稣基督联合的一个行动。
It's an act of union with Christ.
最后，在这里，我想送给三位新抱。 一支铅笔。
Today I also want to gift each of you a pencil.
你都有份噶。
I get one too.
我想请Joanna，你送俾佢哋，攞俾佢哋，一人一支铅笔。
I'd like to invite Joanna to present them with a pencil each.
当你攞到支铅笔嘅时候，你揸住佢，我会同你讲个故仔。
When you hold this pencil in your hands, I will tell you a story.
就是一支鉛筆的故事。
This is the story of a pencil.
嗱，做呢支鉛筆的人。
Now the person who made this pencil.
佢攞起支鉛筆。
He picked it up.
啊，做完啦，想問啱啱放入呢個盒裏面嘅時候。
He was about to put it into the box.
就同呢支鉛筆講。
And he said to this pencil.
佢話你要記住五件事。
You must remember five things.
假如你做到呢五件事，你就係成為一支非常之好嘅鉛筆。
If you can do these things, you will be a great pencil.
五件咩事呢？
And what are these five things?
第一件事就係話你要將自己放喺一個人嘅手裏面。
The first thing is, you must put yourself in the hands of someone.
就俾佢管理一生。
Allow them to take command of your life.
嗱，咁你就可以做啲好伟大嘅事咯。
If you do this, you will be able to do great things.
嗱，第二样咧
？The second.
你会时俾人刨噶。
Sometimes you will be sharpened.
会唔会痛啊
？It will be painful.
几痛噶
？How painful.
但咁样咧，你先成为一支好嘅铅笔。
But only in this way will you become a great pencil.
嗱，第三方面咧
？Thirdly.
我会时时改你嘅错处噶。
From time to time, I will change what you do.
你错咗，我就会帮你抹咗去。
I will erase your mistakes.
而最重要嘅第四件事系咩咧
？And the fourth thing, the most important.
就系支铅笔嘅心，系咪啊
？It's the lead inside the pencil.
心啊，好重要嗬。
Very important.
嗱，第五件事系咩咧
？And the fifth thing.
就系你要喺每一张纸上高留低啲笔迹。
You must leave your mark on every surface of paper.
无论咩情况咩环境，你要坚持继续去留下啲笔迹。
No matter the situation, you must continue writing.
咁个铅笔话：我明白，阿 Sir， 我一定要跟你咁做吧。
And then the pencil replied, "I understand. Okay, sir."
今日 ，Erica、Victoria、Simonia， 你要记住，你哋就系嗰支铅笔。
Today, Erica, Victoria, and Simone, you must remember, you are that pencil.
新嘅鉛筆啊，
A new pencil.
今日洗禮啊。
Baptized.
咁你就要記住五件事。
You must remember these five things.
呢五件事你做到就成為一個非常有用嘅人。
If you can do these things, you will become a useful person.
可以俾神管理一生，讓到你哋一生都蒙福。
You will become a person that will be used by God and blessed.
好，记住咯。
Remember these things carefully.
第一
，the first，
就你要将你嘅一生交托俾边个手上边啊
？First， to whom will you place your lives into？
就系交俾你嘅造物主，我哋天父嘅手里边。
It is into the hands of your Creator.
就要听佢嘅话，每日跟佢。去做事情。
To listen and obey him.
做唔做到啊
？Are you able to do this？
做唔到啊！啊，好，非常之好。佢哋岌头啊。
They're nodding.
第二方面。
The second thing.
当你咁样做嘅时候。
When you do this.
你会好艰难，有时都好苦嘅、哦。
You will experience hardship and pain.
不过咁样会将你哋磨练得更加刚强，更有胆量。
But in this way, you'll become stronger and more bold.
就可以胜过好多诱惑，同埋好多恶劣嘅环境。
And you will become resilient.
第三方面，你会可能有时做错嘢噶。
Thirdly, sometimes you may do wrong.
不过你肯认错嘅话咧，神一定会饶恕你嘅。
But if you're willing to confess your guilt, God will forgive you.
第四方面最重要就系个心，系嘛
？And the fourth thing, the most important is your lead or your heart.
就系你自己个心。
Your own heart.
圣经话你要保守你嘅心，胜过保守一切。
It is said that you must protect your heart.
就系你哋要时时要存住一个感恩。敬畏同埋信靠神嘅心。
Keep a heart that is always grateful and reverent.
第五方面。
The fifth.
就无论喺咩环境情况之下，你都要坚持。
No matter the situation, you must persist.
就按住神嘅计划同我吩咐去做。
to follow God's commands and plans.
完成神要你哋喺呢个世界所做嘅每一样嘅工作。
Complete the work that God has called you for.
嗱，咁你哋嘅人生咧就会活得好有意义啦。
In this way, your life will be satisfying.
好有方向。
Will be meaningful.
好精彩。
And will be great.
好果效，好有果效。
Fruitful.
好有满足感。
Satisfying.
而最重要能够荣神一人。
And more importantly, glorify God.
Erica, Victoria, and Simonia.
Erica, Victoria, and Simonia.
记得呢五件事未啊？
Can you remember these five things?
麻麻地咯，嗬，记少少系嘛？唔
紧要。You can remember a bit.
我会请阿 Joyce 姊妹咧，将今日我呢边信息 make a copy 俾你哋。
I'll send you a copy of the notes later on.
求主耶稣基督带领你哋一生。
May the Lord Jesus Christ
亦赐福俾你哋屋企人。
Lead your life and bring blessings to your family.
多谢大家。
Thank you all.